1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. On the air and online at 1077theisland.com. Brent Grummer with Grand Island Hy-Vee is here. That must mean it's Friday again.
That's right. Good morning, Steve.
I could hear the round of applause in my head. You ready for another weekend?
Absolutely.
Do you follow statistics and stuff? Are we going to, is it Rutgers that we're going to beat or lose to?
You know, you got to think the Huskers are fired up. Rutgers is undefeated, so, and it's at home. And you got to think we'll pull out a win here.
It's going to be a good game either way, I think. Watch that at the Market Grill Express in GI Hy-Vee.
Absolutely. Or you could listen to it on the radio while you're shopping, too. So.
Oh, see, I like that. That's how I knew the Huskers were a big deal when I moved here. I've been here 11 years.
Have you?
Shopping at Hy-Vee, I could hear the Husker game. I've never in any other part of the country. They don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Because nobody cares.
Yep.
The Huskers are huge, man. It's fantastic. What else is going on at Grand Island Hy-Vee?
Well, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, I'm going to say it again. October 12th, so next Saturday from 10 to 2, we've got that Support Nebraska event where we're calling in all local businesses, whether you're Grand Island, Tri-City area, Aurora, Donovan, St. Paul, what have you. We're up to over 50 businesses. We still got plenty of room. We've got a whole parking lot we can fill. So again, looking for local businesses to come out and introduce yourself to the public. You can demo things. You can certainly try to sell things. We want you just to be out there and introduce yourself to the public. And of course, Hy-Vee will have several demos going on that'll be geared towards tailgating. So come on out and see us.
This sounds like an indoor-outdoor
event. It is.
Okay,
yes.
So it's both.
Yes.
Do you encourage, if somebody wants to be part of it, to set up their own tent, or could they just come and schmooze?
Yeah, they can, whatever, Steve. So yeah,
either.
They can come in. And of course, the big thing is we're asking, we're not charging the local businesses to get locations in our operation. We're not charging our customers to come in and see it. We're just asking that the public bring in a canned good or canned more good. So then we can donate that back to the
I
Grand
Island.
I saw
that. I love that. Great price for admission.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. It's a great price for admission for us. We just bring a can and we're in, but then you collect all these cans for
absolutely.
Area. That's great. What's a tailgate day demo?
Yeah.
Fest.
So, you know, you can basically think of anything that you might bring to your tailgate if you're tailgating with the Huskers or those guys to the east of us, the Hawkeyes. Not really mentioning that too much, but anything you can think of. So we'll have various dips. We'll, of course, have wings. We've got an ultimate pepperoni pizza we're going to be demoing, cheesy bread, which is really delicious if you have not tried that. We'll have several cheeses and meats from our deli operation, of course, bakery goods.
My morning show has been referred to as cheesy white bread.
Yeah, just keep saying cheese. Please.
Got you there.
More All cheese, right. please.
Cheese. Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to interrupt your flow there, but I did think I saw a commercial of ground beef going on sale at Hy-Vee again.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is it this weekend?
It is today? This weekend, yeah.
I'm not missing it this time.
Nope, through Sunday. So you got
I did some shopping and comparison shopping after the last time you said ground beef was on sale.
Uh-huh.
And you can't touch that.
No.
In town.
That price was awfully cheap. Now, we're not as cheap as we were that 13th sale, that Friday 13th sale, but we are cheap. So, and again, fresh ground right in our operation. So,
what's the price?
$3.99 a pound.
Oh.
That's still fantastic.
So, yeah.
What,
fantastic.
For how long?
That goes through Sunday. So, it starts today and goes through Sunday.
And there's a 50 limit? I can get 50 of them?
Yeah, if you want to load up your deep freeze, Steve, that's fine.
Put them right in the freezer.
We'll just get you a pallet.
My luck, I would get all that, put it in the freezer, and then lose power.
Right.
Can't win. $3.99 a pound for ground meat at Grand Island Hy-Vee through the weekend.
Yep.
And now, I wanted to ask you... Because I was always under the impression, I've seen aisles online, not just since the pandemic, but just exploding. I think the world was heading that way anyway,
right.
of grocery delivery.
Right.
But I saw that you're advertising same-day delivery, Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can order today and get it today.
Yeah, that's correct. So you can either use Hy-Vee.com or you can use the app to order aisles online. So it's extremely easy. You can start a list. You can make it any time. So if you're up at midnight, 1 a.m. in the morning, you can order. Just know that obviously we don't have anybody shopping at 1 a.m., but it'll be ready in the morning at some point. But again, same day of delivery, quick pickup. And then there's also meals to go. So if you want to order hot food, you can do that as well with DoorDash, Mealtime, Uber Eats. That's super easy as well. And then, of course, you got hot food. And not many places are going to be able to give the options of getting pizza and Asian and fried chicken.
How many people are unaware of all these things? This is fantastic.
Probably not many know about
that. I am super aware of this situation. Super aware. Oh, yes. Look, I got my app right now.
Hey, all right. I like that. Yeah. Big time saver.
Do you shop aisles online?
Oh, 100%. I had them deliver. I had it picked up by my favorite delivery boy in the whole world, my husband.
This is exactly why I've never run into Laura Hurley in the grocery store in 11 years. Because she doesn't go.
No, I don't go.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this, is there a fee? If I shop aisles online, order everything I want, and you deliver it, is there an extra charge?
There is a fee depending on whether you're a Hy-Vee Perks Plus member or not.
And I'm a Perks Plus member.
Of course, it's cheaper if you're Hy-Vee Perks Plus. But details, of course, are on Hy-Vee.com and gives you all that info as well.
Hy-Vee.com.
Yes.
And is it the more you order, you shouldn't just order a bag of chips because you want to watch TV. Is it over 25 or over 30?
No, there's really no echelon. It's the same fee regardless of what you order.
Really?
So, yeah, it doesn't matter. So we have people that order four or five things, twice a day, and some that order 100 items in 1 week. So
this is not a question for me, but the listeners are calling in and want to know, can you order booze and cigarettes?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you asking for a friend, Steve?
just all his friends. Yeah.
First time listener. No, long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, of course, if you do order that and we come pick it up or we deliver it to you, we'll ask for an ID.
Yeah, so. You got to see an ID.
Yeah.
That means you must be fully clothed or at least partially. Anyway, these are just all questions for friends.
Yeah, okay.
The email text groove line blowing up with questions.
The delivery person would appreciate pants.
What did you bring today?
Well, I brought gourmet cinnamon rolls. So these are cinnamon rolls topped with a cream cheese icing. For me, I like to put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds. It gets them nice and gooey and delicious. And then, of course, I've got a Texas coffee cake. So they always say that everything's bigger in Texas. So that's why we named it a Texas coffee cake.
It is large.
Let that sit out. It'll become a paperweight. Yeah. A doorstop. These are great. And again, your bakery does all this?
Yes. Yeah, all this, Steve, every day. So 7 days a week, we're open running a bakery back there.
I would like to watch them make gourmet cinnamon rolls from scratch. Yeah. Or even the Texas. I'm fascinated that this, I don't know, I just think of when I was a kid shopping with my mother. The grocery store had canned goods and a meat department. They didn't do any of the pizzas and the restaurant and the bakery and all. Yeah. Not that I recall, anyway.
Yeah, it's trying to be convenient. Yeah, I like to quiz people about how you eat a cinnamon roll. Do you dig into the middle right off the bat, or do you eat the outside and work your way in? Everybody has a different preference of how they eat
their
cinnamon
roll. I tear it in half and eat the center first. Yeah.
I thought a common practice was to unroll it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. That's a good idea, too. Yeah, see, there's always differences of opinion about how you eat a cinnamon roll.
I would not eat the center first, though, because that's the sweetness overload, and then you can't recapture that by going backward.
I'm with you there. See,
I want that first, so I don't get full.
You got to think about its design. It was designed on that in that way on purpose, is that you eat it, and when you get to the center, it's an explosion, and
absolutely.
You're done.
I don't care how it was designed.
Don't mess with the cinnamon roll, Laura. All right, Brent, thanks for that. As always, thanks for bringing treats, but thanks for coming in, and this is great information. Yes. Hy-Vee.com. I think we should all utilize that.
Absolutely.
Love your show, man.
Friends Man.
Friends Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.